It doesn't take a fashion expert to notice the number of Canada Goose jackets on campus. It also doesn't take a bird lover to notice the number of actual Canada geese on campus. But junior Adam Wathew is a bird lover, and he also happens to have a drone.
Flying a drone to, we're going over Lake Books, I think that's where all the geese are, but yeah,
I feel like a National Geographic photographer.
Over the past week, I've been on a wild goose chase to answer the question, are there more Canada goose jackets on campus or actual Canada geese? Canada Goose is a popular and pricey winter jacket brand that can often be spotted from its signature Arctic Circle patch on the sleeve. I surveyed 86 students to get an idea of the breakdown of Canada Goose ownership. 18.6% of respondents said they did, indeed, have a Canada Goose jacket. With some admittedly severe extrapolation, when generalized to the entire Northwestern undergraduate population, that's over 1,500 Canada Goose jackets. When I counted geese on foot, and with the help of the drone, the most I was able to find on any given day was around 30, and through archival photos of campus online, 40. So it's safe to say that there are likely many more Canada Goose jackets on campus than their feathered namesake. But the Canada Goose brand has become known for more than just $1,000 jackets. They're made with real goose down, and hoods are lined with real coyote fur, so the ethics of purchasing the coats have been called into question by organizations like PETA. While Canada Goose says they sustainably and responsibly source their down and fur, PETA released footage in 2017 from a goose farm linked to Canada Goose, in which geese were crowded together, stepped on, and shackled before their throats were slit and they bled out. As for how many dead geese the down of 1,500 jackets equates to, that's a little more complicated. Jacket performance can be evaluated through downfill power and downfill weight. They're basically assessments of the quality and quantity of downfill. Fill power is about the volume of an ounce of down. This is more about quality, with 900 fill being incredibly insulating in a small amount of space. Fill weight, on the other hand, is the actual weight of down used in the product. But the thing is, Canada Goose doesn't disclose their fill weight online, so I tried calling them.
They don't give us the weights of the products, unfortunately. We're not given that information on the weight.
We can't figure out the exact amount of down in a Canada Goose jacket without spending $1,000 to rip one open and see. So I did some research. Gear Lab rates winter clothes on many different scales, one of them being warmth. I found a jacket from the Feathered Friends company, which does disclose their fill weight, and found a jacket from Canada Goose with an equal warmth rating. But here's the thing. The Feathered Friends jacket has a power of 900 fill, while the Canada Goose jacket has one of 625. So even though these jackets are equally warm, Canada Goose will have to pluck far more birds to get there. According to a Hungarian study, goose feathers make up about 6.2% of the bird's total weight, and down makes up 20% of the weight of the feathers. If we pick one of the largest domestic goose breeds, the Emden, that gives us about 4.8 ounces of down per bird. So we would need around 3 birds to make the ultra-warm Feathered Friends jacket. As for Canada Goose, potentially around a dozen birds would need to be killed and plucked to make one jacket. So while you may see around 30 Canada geese on campus, you might also be near the remnants of 18,000 plucked geese. So why are these jackets so popular when they're so pricey and cost the lives of all these animals? I spoke with a few Canada Goose owners to find out. For junior Tamara Rad, the warmth is worth it.
I'm not for killing animals to make clothes, but I think that might be the only item of clothing that I have that is like that. I do feel, though, that it would not keep me as warm as it does if it were made of other materials.
While she considers the idea unfair, according to sophomore Eliana Silverman, Canada Goose jackets are often viewed as a way to fit in.
Personally, think they're overhyped as a status symbol. I think that people like to see it as one. I don't. I know personally some groups of people, maybe at high school, or I've seen some people here, everyone wears the same type of shoes, or everyone wears the same type of jackets, or that stuff. And if you don't have that, then you're not in their in group.
As for the Canada geese, here's what they had to say.
Ha ha ha!
For WNUR News' Oddity Section and Bird Beat, I'm Helen Bradshaw.